And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this?
A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package. High-speed internet service required. Terms and restrictions apply.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Welcome to the NBA Daily Ding on the Athletic NBA Show.
Ding, ding.
How about we can just watch basketball?
I like that idea.
Welcome to the Daily Ding. I'm your host, Andrew Schlecht. With me, as always, on Monday nights, it's Mark Schindler. Mark, what's up?
Man, Andrew, not a whole ton. I can tell you right now, though, you and I are playing better defense than the San Antonio Spurs are as the fourth quarter winds down currently. They are just getting bludgeoned in the second half.
This is just all for the omen. They know that if they have the worst-ranked defense this year, they're going to have a better chance at Wembanyama, because when they got Tim Duncan, they had the worst-ranked defense in the league. That's what this is all about, and I'm actually kind of all for it. Something else that I'm all for is the Miami Heat, who beat the Suns 113-112. This is a wild one. Just like nip and tuck down the stretch with 120 left. Booker hits this impossible three off of movement that puts the Suns up 110-109. And then the Heat are not the most fun team in the league to watch, because they put together some of the most garbage offensive possessions. And this next possession was just that. They nearly turned the ball over, just trying to get it over half court, just making simple passes. Lowry drives the lane, throws up just something that was never going to go in. A layup that had no prayer whatsoever. But then Bam Adebayo is just the hero and has a putback dunk that puts the Heat back up 111-110. The Suns come down, campaign hits a floater, puts the Suns back up 112-111. Bam is fouled, puts the Heat back up. And then here's the final possession. Suns down one. Campaign drives, misses a layup. Aiden offensive rebound, gets it back to Booker, who has a chance for the last shot. It is like high drama here, because we have Devin Booker defended by Jimmy Butler. Devin drives, he gets to the right elbow, and Jimmy just straight up blocks his shot. It was just like the most Jimmy Butler moment. Like, he's just incredibly locked in. Book gets it back again and kind of throws up a prayer, but misses it. But man, this is a game where you just have to give Jimmy Butler and the Heat credit.
Yeah, no, 100%. I think especially too, looking at the way that this game wound down, was really impressive to me. The Suns really just stifled Miami's offense in the second half. They were so good at sticking off ball actions. They were switching everything, but in their way that, like, just being extremely active with their communication, pre-switching things so actions would die out before they could even start. It was just looking like a classic, the Suns are beating you because they're better than you game. And then Bam Adebayo just came alive in the second half, down in the fourth quarter. I think he had 12 or 14 in the fourth quarter to finish out. And it was all the stuff that you want to see. It was the aggressive takes. It was him driving to the rim. It was him attacking in on putbacks and just finding ways to assert himself. And really good stuff to see. Obviously, like, the Jimmy possession at the end was huge. But I thought that from Bam was really nice to see. Because he said, it's been a good start to the year for him. But considering where the Heat are at, they continue to need more. So that was exciting to see. On the Sun side, though, this was a really good game from Devin Booker, but I think you just saw, it sounds overly simplistic to say, oh, they missed Chris Paul, because, like, no shit, they missed Chris Paul. But, you could just tell they kind of lacked organization the last couple of possessions in the half court, especially on that last one. Like, even though Book got the ball, everybody else is kind of standing around. There's not really anything going on. Like, I do think that you could see that being missed for sure. And Cam really struggled to play through some of the physicality that Miami brought tonight.
Yeah, they really needed more playmaking, like, kind of throughout the game, but certainly down the stretch. And, you know, credit Dwayne Washington.
Yeah, I was going to say, can't forget.
Came in, played really well in this game, 8 of 14 from the field, you know, played his role. He's a plus 12 on the night. I mean, you can't really ask that much more from him. But when it comes down to a game that's one possession, like a guy like Chris Paul would have made a huge difference. But the Heat come away with this win. Let's go to Boston, where the Celtics fight back after being down 15 to the Thunder to win 126-122. Jason Tatum with 27, 10, and 3. Three steals and three blocks. Holy smokes. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander with 37, 4, 8, 2 steals and a block. Sheesh. Mark, what did you see in this one?
Number one, I just have to say, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is a superstar, man. He has been, like, I thought he was really good last year. Like, I mean, the things that he did were really impressive. But I think this year, I mean, number one, I'm trying, I think it was Stephen Dolan. I can't remember his name on Twitter, but had a picture of Stephen Adams as his profile.
Yeah, yeah. That's Stephen
basically
Dolan.
Tweeted out like that Shai has raised the ceiling of the team. That's drastically true. Like, there's a really good infrastructure there. The defense is legit. Like, Poku's an NBA player this year. I mean, there's just so much to like about this team. But again, it's just Shai is awesome. Like, he's playing defense again. I don't know if it's quite to the level that I think some people make it out to be, but the offense is just like, he just teleports where he wants to. He tries whatever he wants to, and it just kind of works because he's that damn good. Like, the Celtics had no answer for him tonight. The only thing they could bring was like, okay, well, they put Jason Tatum on Lu Dort later in the game and just had him rotate off. So they're like, okay, cool. We'll have three guys waiting for you at the nail so you can't drive in and touch the paint. And that was really all that they could do to stop OKC from getting anything, and then just hope that shots didn't fall. And I mean, that's considering the attention that he's getting already, like, it's pretty remarkable. But then when you're looking at the Celtics side, like, I thought tonight this was about the Celtics guards and the way that they came together in the fourth quarter. Derek White was awesome. Peyton Pritchard had a really important stretch for them as well, and Marcus Smart had a couple of big shots down the stretch as well, getting to the line. But again, Derek was huge. He had like that awkward foul for hanging on the rim. Other than that, like,
tied the game.
Yeah. It felt like even without directly forcing it felt like he forced like four or five turnovers in the last, 12 possessions, which was kind of OKC's undoing.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Marcus Smart too was so crucial for the Celtics down the stretch. It's just some like super ballsy shots.
Yeah.
Down the stretch. Just really, really gave the Celtics the edge there. But it was a really fun game and this is the Thunder on the second night of a back to back. They have looked really good in their last three games. And I think if you're looking at this Thunder team, it's like, hey, can you just compete with the Celtics team? Like, not necessarily win the game. I mean, they had a good chance to win the game, and they're having growing pains, which is what young teams do. This is the youngest team in the league. And so, like, that's a very acceptable loss. And it was good to see the Boston Celtics kind of wake up there at the end of the third, beginning of the fourth, and take control of this game. And it was really the role players. I mean, you mentioned it, Derek White, Marcus Smart, but it was the role players that really stood out there for the Celtics and got them this big win. Let's bounce around the association. The Hawks beat the Bucks 121-106. Trae Young with 21, 3-9. Giannis with 27, 8-4, but also 8 turnovers, and he fouled out after 31 minutes of play. The Clippers smashed the Rockets 122-106, using the entire fourth quarter to rest their starters as they have a back-to-back tomorrow against the Mavericks. Paul George with 22 points in three quarters, and Jalen Green with 25, 6, and 7. In Orlando, the Hornets buzzed by the Magic 112-105 with a balanced attack. 7 players in double figures. LaMelo Ball pouring in 17 and 9 in his second game back from injury. Paolo Banchero sat this one out with an ankle injury. Mark, how good is it to have LaMelo Ball back in our lives?
It's really nice, man. I think, the Hornets are very excited to have him back because they probably don't win this game without him. But just to watch him do the fun things that he does on court, I'm very excited about that. It's nice. It just like watching the Hornets the first, 13 games of the year was just kind of like, well, I'm watching a team that's just kind of lifeless right now because they don't have the guy who brings in life. So I'm very excited to see how they play out.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
In Detroit, I think it was the Pistons that played. Someone in a green jersey. I'm not sure, but I do know the green team lost to the Raptors 115-111. Delano Banton, put some respect on this man's name. 27 points, a career high, 4 boards, 4 assists, 3 steals and a block. This guy came in and he controlled the game for the Raptors in his 25 minutes. He was so aggressive. He's so much fun to watch. This stopped a 3-game slide for the Raptors. And then for the green team, they were missing Cade Cunningham, who was out with shin soreness, and rookie Jaden Ivey finished with 21-4-8. Any Delano Banton talk from you, Mark Schindler?
It was just kind of funny watching the Raptors run offense, because their whole offense was basically, okay, OG create things, and okay, we'll send the ball to Thad on the block in the high post and see if we can make something happen from there. Like, there was a possession later in the game where I think Delano had Thad rescreen for him like 3 times to run the same set. Yeah. And yeah, that's just how it felt watching the offense. But it was fun. Like, I mean, this was Delano's best game that he's played in the NBA without question. He's been like just a monster in transition every time he's touched the floor. But tonight, like, he really created some stuff in the half court, which was fun. I don't have any massive takeaways, but good for the Raptors to get this one out with how many starters and just important rotation players they're missing.
And finally, the We Only Win at Home Warriors get back on track against the Tank-tastic Spurs, who beat them handily 132-95. Big time game from Jordan Poole, 13-20 from the field, 5 of 10 from 3, 36 points. Big time game. Jonathan Kuminga got extended run in the second half of this game, had 15 points. And that's going to do it for today's show. Tampering is up next. Mark, send us out.
Ding, ding, y'all.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a 1-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a 1-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a 1-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.